USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says it's assisting in the investigation of the helicopter crash yesterday that claimed the life of NBA legend Kobe Bryant, as well as his 13-year-old daughter and seven others. The National Transportation Safety Board will be the lead agency, while assets from the FBI's evidence response team are helping local authorities process the scene. Meanwhile, other basketball legends are talking about Kobe Bryant. Here, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just wants to say goodbye.
Kobe, my thoughts are with you. Absolutely. Rest in peace, young man.
There's been a fifth case of coronavirus confirmed in the United States, the latest in Arizona, in a student at Arizona State University in Tempe who doesn't live on campus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
U.S. officials report a rocket attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad on Sunday. Several rockets reportedly struck the embassy's dining area. The State Department says no one was killed, but one minor injury was reported. Dire warning from some experts who say tens of thousands of people are likely infected with the potentially deadly coronavirus, and governments need to take drastic measures to contain the spread. That's the warning from medical experts at the University of Hong Kong. They say the number of cases is likely far higher than what's been reported so far. Officials have confirmed more than 2,700 cases of the virus, but the doctors say 44,000 people have probably contracted it so far. Those experts also estimating the number of infections is doubling every 6 days. Big declines on Wall Street in morning trading. The Dow at times down by more than 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A report in the New York Times claims that a new unpublished book from John Bolton has leaked some damaging info on President Trump's defense in the impeachment trial.
There's a claim President Trump told his then national security advisor back in August that he wanted to continue freezing security aid to Ukraine until officials there helped with investigations into Democrats, including Joe Biden. The president's statement was described by former National Security Advisor John Bolton in an unpublished book manuscript. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells CBS Bolton wasn't man enough to talk to him about this. Many Democrats are now demanding they call witnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Bernie Sanders is maintaining his lead in the latest New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary poll, according to CNN and NBC News. The latest polls from Thursday have the Vermont Senator polling at 22%, with former VP Joe Biden in second place in the CNN poll at 16%, but NBC News has former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 17%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren holding in fourth in both of the polls. The state's primaries in 15 days. And the Python Bowl in the Everglades is over. Over 750 people from 20 states took part in that 10-day event and caught 80 of the giant snakes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.